Dalla leaned back into the comfortable nerf-hide upholstery of her chauffeured speeder inside, running a hand through her hair. Across from her sat her personal assistant, Wynn Dorvan, slight, nondescript, but always looking completely pulled together with not a brown hair out of place. He had become invaluable to her over the last year and a half. So invaluable that she had relaxed regulations and permitted him to allow his pet chitlick to accompany him from time to time. It perched on his shoulder now, a small orange-striped marsupial from Ord Cestus that had become all the rage as a pet. It was quiet, litter-trained, and had a tendency to find a dark place to sleep most of the day, so the little creature was not much of a distraction for either Dorvan or Dalla. It had been Dorvan who had been scanning the holonet when the coverage began, and he who had notified her of what was happening. Now he glanced up at her, calm and yet eager, his datapad in his hands as he awaited her comments and perhaps further instructions. The chitlick snuffled at his ear, then jumped down and curled up quietly beside him.
"Well done, Dorvan," she said. "I don't know how you managed to get the GA on this so fast. It was completely under control by the time I even got here, and we didn't waste a moment."
"Jedi mind tricks," he deadpanned, his thin lips only cracking into a smile when he saw the amusement on his employer's face.
"Careful who you joke about that with,"
Dalla said, sobering.
"While I can't complain about the political leverage incidents like this provide, it is troublesome. I have always had my issues with the Jedi."
There were many things and people and organizations she'd had issues with. The Jedi had almost had to get in line, but she'd had her eye on them for a while.
"Keep them in their box, away from politics, and certainly never arm them,"
she'd once said to a bounty hunter, Boba Fett. Now that she was in a position to do precisely that, it seemed more and more like a good policy.
"It is certainly convenient that there's reason to tighten the reins on them. But it's more than that. What's going on with them now?"
She sighed and shook her head, her unbound hair waving gently, and peered out the tinted reinforced transparisteel window. Dorvan dropped a hand to pet the sleeping animal beside him, and waited patiently as she gathered her thoughts.
"This is dangerous and unpredictable, and I don't like what I can't predict. They're far too powerful to simply be allowed to run amok like this. If they can't even control their own members, they are a very real threat, one that has to be contained for the greater good."
Wynn nodded, not necessarily agreeing. His approval carried no weight, and both he and she knew that, but in acknowledgement of her words. "Master Kenth Hamner wishes to meet with you tomorrow. Will you be available?" Dalla considered for a moment.
"No,"
she said.
"Isn't my schedule too tightly booked for that?"
Again, the ghost of the not-quite grin. "It is indeed. You couldn't possibly spare him any time for at least..." He entered some data and looked up at her inquiringly. "3 more days?" Gisela Horn would be locked away like her brother within the hour. Hamner would have to arrange a meeting with his fellow masters and probably, frankly, contact Luke Skywalker, even though it violated the terms of Luke's exile. That shouldn't take more than a day or two, given that most of the masters seem to be sticking close to Coruscant these days. So that would give her 1-2 days to leave the Jedi Council stewing and fretting. Long enough to work in her favor. Not so long that she looked like she was neglecting a duty.
"Perfect,"
she said.
"I wonder if I should promote you, Wynn."
She graced him with a smile that still managed to disconcert men of almost all ages.
"Oh, please don't, ma'am," he said, sounding utterly sincere. "Right where I am is just perfect. Any higher and I'd have to have someone under me, and that just wouldn't do."
Dalla laughed.